Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going over to the Bill of Rights really quick because I want you to see this just to show you the severity of what is, in fact, taking place in your country illegally by these fascist corporations that the government are using to shield them from their crimes as well. Put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18, when you get a moment. I'm over there now. So I'm on the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment of the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. You ready for this? Here it comes. Okay. It tells us Congress, that's the representatives of the people, the voice of the people, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella, or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise, or abridging the freedom of speech, okay, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd? And here I am again to show you what nobody wants to show you, or should I say, very far and few between actually want to share with you, friends. But isn't it interesting that the voice of the people across the United States of America are giving an expletive, giving their finger, okay, in contrast, antithetical to what the powers that are tolerated put into the people's White House? But isn't it interesting, that voice they want silenced, okay? I have in front of me right now, censored, Let's Go Brandon rapper says only one side has free speech. Americans, why are you tolerating this? Why are you allowing the voice of the people to be censored? What is it that you don't understand about what George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, rightly said when he said that if free speech is ever taken away, you'll be as sheep led to the slaughter? Do you understand that this rapper right here, Bryson Gray, whose hit song, Let's Go Brandon, has been banned from multiple platforms, said on Tuesday, he did, that free speech in the United States only exists for one side. No, that's not true at all. It's just an issue of who wants the freedom of speech more. And keep in mind what Charles V. Montesquieu said. He was one that signed on English common law along with William Blackstone and Charles V. Montesquieu and that of John Locke. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Okay? The law does not permit big tech or social media platforms to ban free speech as long as it's lawful free speech. But the American people are now taking on the mindset, well, there's only one side to free speech. What side is that? And I'm not slapping Bryson Gray down at all. He just probably doesn't know any different. What side has free speech? Which the American people call the left? Is that what you're talking about? The Democrats? Is that what you're calling about? These fascist corporations? Is that what you're talking about? Because everyone that I just named, all three of them, friends, are guilty of transgressing law. Isn't this where the right, isn't this where the conservative Christians, the patriots, are to come into play? I mean, right has definition, does it not? Here, as a matter of fact, let me do this again. We're doing live radio right now. I'm going to go over to Webster's 1828 dictionary, and I'm looking up the word right. You know what the very first definition of right is in the Webster's 1828? It's to do justice. Did you hear me? According to who? God's moral law. Folks, if the right, as they call themselves, were doing, again, the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be somebody called the left. But here again, friends, you're going to get it. I'm telling you, sooner or later, it's just going to come crashing down on you, and then you're going to turn around and say, I wish I would have when I had the time to do it, but I did it not. And all of a sudden, your sheep led to the slaughter as you were warned over and over and over and over again, but you refused to take action. And there it goes. Folks, there's no excuse for what's happening in this country in any sense of the word. There is not free speech for one side. It's a matter of who wants to fight for it, 1 Timothy 6:12. And the people that are willing to fight for it are those that are filled with gratitude. And the gratitude is aimed at who? Those that fought, bled, and died for them, giving them the freedom in the first place. They sacrificed themselves in giving them freedom. When you're thankful for that gift in the natural and in the spiritual, first and foremost, 1 Corinthians 2:14, friends, you're not going to allow this kind of stuff to take place in your country in any sense of the word. In your mind, grateful people, there is no such thing as the left, because every time the American people or the press makes reference to the left, or the good people, as they call themselves in this country, make reference to the left, we're always talking about those that are, in fact, violating law. And guess what? Nobody in their capacity, in any capacity, governments, judges, again, the three legislative branches, have a right to break the law. So why do you have the mindset that it's okay for them to censor people at will? Hey, folks, again, I'm just making reference for our attorneys, because I'm going to take some more pictures of this. I have 776,000 friends on Facebook. They're allotting less than 200 people to be on my site right now. Yet every show, the morning show and the afternoon show, garner over 100,000 views every day on our new outlets. How is that happening? It's called censorship. And guess what Facebook is sharing with people when they go to my site? You can't like his page anymore. Okay? They're also saying that this page is continuously giving out misinformation. And guess what it falls to, friends? The plandemic in every given scenario. See, folks, to tell the truth in the time of deception is a revolutionary act. Well, guess what? We're going to stay in the center of that revolution, if that's what it is, because we are in it, like it or not. And the fact of the matter is, if we're on the Lord's side, the Bible tells us in Nahum 1 that the Lord has his way in the whirlwind. We are not backing off. We are not drawing back. We are not capitulating, because we understand that that is a disgrace to the Most High when we turn and tuck tail, when we run from the enemies rather than towards the enemies. Real Christianity girds up, Ephesians 6 starting in verse 12, and it takes to the face of the enemy to bout face, just like David did to Goliath. And who won the day? Don't stop there with the rock, friends. Go pick up the sword of Goliath yourself, 1 Samuel 17, and take off Goliath's head. We're waiting, Facebook. Just give it a little more time. A little more time. Give them as much rope as they need before they hang themselves, because it's coming, boy. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to jump online, you can do that. What you need to do is go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're on social media platforms, you can see it right now. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you scroll up just a little bit, you'll find us right there on the right side. Also, Equipping the Saints, check that out as well, friends. It gives all the resources, what we've done across the country. That was actually aired on national television for 42 weeks. Check that out as well. It's called Equipping the Saints, Ephesians 4:11. Check that out when you get a moment. Also, when you get a moment, go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and subscribe. Subscribe, and we can see that jumping up about 100 every week, which we're grateful for. Okay? So, again, subscribe to that page. Use Facebook against itself. And that's exactly what we intend to do. Also, when you get a moment, jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page, refreshing. Beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. My friend Michael Roach's page over there, thank you. We appreciate your trust. Also, when you get a moment, check out our phone lines will be open at any given time. But I was going to say, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we're being booked up right now like crazy business. We just got back from Michigan, South Dakota. We've already got 11 invitations to go just back to Michigan. That week is already filled up filling up right now concerning going back to Michigan. Looks like we're going to be going to South Dakota. We're waiting for the confirmation on that to do something with Sheriff Mack. That will be at the 1st of December. As well, we're contemplating right now Colorado again, and we are looking to be pulled back into California. So I'd like to do some more stuff out west. I don't know why people aren't as active out west, and I'm talking about Colorado, Nebraska. Those areas need to start getting busy, and I hope I'm wrong because I will stand corrected, but I hope that people are awake over there because, again, for some reason or another, we've got this whole side, the east side of the United States from Texas to Minnesota, Minnesota, the whole east side, we have infiltrated those states as well as the Midwest, but we need to get out west a little bit more, California and in. We also did a lot of stuff in Arizona as well. But again, friends, if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I want to go back now. Oh, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to get over to the main topic here in just a moment. I need to show you these videos first and foremost and play these audios for the listeners in 154 cities. Emboldened predators doing the unthinkable. I'm going to show you a commercial that the fascist corporate America decided to go ahead and put out there for the American people. And I'm already in contact with an attorney. And I just want to let you know, friends, it's not enough to just complain about it. That sounds like whining, but we need to bring about the resolve because this is criminal activity, what's going on through the airways, and they're desensitizing people. They're trying to lower the bar. They're trying to normalize pedophilia, and I'm going to do my best to show you exactly what they're doing. And again, friends, I'll keep you abreast as to what's going on because I've already contacted some attorneys, and I said, listen, we need to get in there and do a little bit more than just talking about what needs to be done. Send me. I'll lead it up. Let's go. And I'll express more and share more of that information with you in just a couple minutes. But I want to get over to these videos again because I want you to see them. I want you to understand the illegalities of what's going on here. Okay, and quite frankly, I'm tired of showing you Thomas Massie. I'm quite frankly tired of showing you Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Jim Jordan all talking big and bad and nothing happens. But again, keep in mind, just like we were talking about yesterday, they're sure to do another fundraiser making millions off the American people in which they put the impression to them people that they're taking money from fleecing, that they're fighting for them. Well, let me show you some things going on here again. This is Thomas Massie. He's talking about a couple things here. But he said, if we don't want to ruin our chain supply, this is somebody in government, okay? If we don't want to ruin our chain supply and these unscientific vaccine mandates, this is brand new again, and that's how we like to give it. We want to stay on the cutting edge as to what's going on out there. But I want you to check it out, and this is Thomas Massie. Let's see what he has to say.
Speak in support of Mr. Mast's amendment. The vaccine mandates are illogical and unscientific,
which makes it illegal.
Prior immunity or natural immunity developed as a result of a prior infection, which we've seen from many studies, multiple studies, over a dozen studies, have shown that natural immunity, that those who were unfortunate enough to contract the virus before the vaccine came out, possess, is stronger and more robust and more likely to stave off the variants of the virus.
Okay, so we see Thomas is already kind of bending a little bit. We notice that he's being more cautious with his wording. And it's interesting, we've had him on the radio as well. And now we can't get him to return the phone calls. And the more I see of Thomas Massie, the more I'm beginning to understand why that is. Because he is now bowing to Big Pharma. Though he's calling out facts, where is he to enforce the law and to call, not for an investigation that never goes anywhere, but where is it that he calls for the articles of impeachment concerning those, namely the person in the White House who has no business being there whatsoever, who needs to be brought to justice, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, but yet they fail to do it. Where are the articles of impeachment? But let's go back to Thomas and let's see what he has to say.
And none of these mandates recognize natural immunity, so they're unscientific. They also fail to recognize the fact that the vaccinated can contract the virus and spread the virus to the vaccinated. So they're unscientific on their face. They're also illogical. We have supply chain.
See, he's saying everything but illegal.
We are here in the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, responsible for large parts of the supply chain. And if we don't stop these mandates, what's going to happen and what is already happening and already affecting the supply chain is that employees of the railroads, employees of the airlines, employees throughout the supply chain are being fired because they don't take the vaccine. Many of them wouldn't even benefit from the vaccine because they already have natural immunity from a prior infection. So if we don't want to shut this country down, if we don't want to ruin our supply chain, if we want to actually be scientific about trying to stop this virus, then we would end these vaccine mandates. And so with that, I urge...
Okay, so again, let me ask you the question. Is this an individual, is this a representative from Kentucky that has the power and authority to put a stop to this? But he's just simply saying everything but the fact... in making reference to the law that would, in fact, bring about the resolve, Isaiah 51, verse 4, he's saying everything but what he should be saying. Again, he swore to uphold the Constitution. Did he not? The laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Did he not? Did he do that? Absolutely not. He just played it safe and he went right down the center of what he should have done in avoiding and a distraction from the people that don't take the time to know the law, see already. But what did he do? He avoided his responsibility. And what he did, he is in fact derelict of duty for not making reference to the law that condemns the illegalities of what's going on in this country. You know what's terrible about all of this? All of these people that are attacking the American people, they do need to understand that without the American people working, how do they survive? You see, when I talk about Numbers 32:23 and stating that our sin is finding us out, folks, that's exactly what's happening because we're destroying ourselves. I do want to say, when I was listening to that again, what came to my aid was Amos 2:4. And this is what it says. Thus saith the Lord, okay? For three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. This is America right here. Because they have despised the law of the Lord, okay, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies caused them to err after the which their fathers have walked. Is that what's happening? Exactly that. These are God's judgments driving us to the faithful preachers to preach the word of God, and yet they keep looking the wrong direction. Folks, politicians are the ones creating the problems. They're derelict of duty. They're not making reference to the law to bring about resolve. They keep talking around. They keep circumventing their duties before God and man. And at the end of the day, we are being deceived because of their deceitful ways. And the fact of the matter is, if we don't take responsibility before God, Acts 20, verse 21, we're going to destroy ourselves. And we're going to lose everything that the Lord has bestowed upon us. And I'm here to tell you, we are way too young to die. Let me go to the next one. This is, again, Rand Paul. I want you to keep in mind why you're seeing a lot of Rand Paul right now. Rand Paul is running for another term as the senator. Okay, I just want everybody to get why you're seeing so much of them. This is why the mainstream media keeps talking about Rand Paul catching Anthony Fauci in his lies. Did he make a reference to thou shalt not lie or perjury and stating, hang on a second, that's an offense. You can be not only fired, but you can be prosecuted for that, Mr. Anthony Fauci? Absolutely not. It's not about the firing. It's about the two clowns in the circus of politics putting on a show to keep you distracted from what it's really about. And what is it really about? It's about him being reelected one more time, and I'm sure and I'm certain of it, folks. I can go to my emails right now and see that Rand Paul's beating up on Anthony Fauci only again to raise some more money. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up more than 20 cents a gallon over the past month. Today's AAA station survey finds the national average for regular is right under $3.40 a gallon, a half cent higher than yesterday. Just 1 month ago, gas was under $3.20 a gallon. The Justice Department is settling with families who sued after the deadly shooting in 2015 at a South Carolina church. Families of those killed will get between $6 and $7.5 million, while those who survived will get $5 million. They sued after Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 people during a Bible study at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. President Biden is pushing for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill. This as moderates and progressives say they're not happy with what's in the bill. USA Radio News. The DOJ making an announcement regarding an international darknet opioid probe.
The Justice Department announced the arrest of 150 people in an international opioid probe. The DOJ said they seized over $30 million in cash and virtual currency after the 10-month-long international operation called Dark Hunter. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Republicans are continuing to call out President Biden for his withdrawal from Afghanistan as Americans are still in the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox News and said it would have never happened in the prior administration.
So 13 Americans gave their life, hundreds it looks like were left behind, and billions of dollars of weapons and equipment were left behind as well. Donald Trump would never allow any of that to happen, and we all know that, and the American people instinctively know that.
The State Department says it's continuing to try and get Americans out who want to leave. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back, folks. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe to the page. Join us on social media platforms, BeforeIt'sNews.com. You've been quiet, and I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but what are your thoughts thus far? 1-866-582-9933. And boy, oh boy, does the time fly around here. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get over to this really quick. You just heard Jim Jordan, that other clown in the circus of politics, talking big. And then did he point his finger back at the law? No, he pointed his finger back at Donald Trump. And you better know, friends, that that narrative is all bought and paid for. He's another useful idiot that's reading the teleprompter. He's another one of the heroes that's being delivered up because the people need him right now, when in fact, if the people would pay attention and pull the curtain back, they're going to find out that they're not the heroes. They're the ones fleecing them for more money so they can aggrandize wealth unto themselves, because it's exactly what they're all doing. Let me remind you, not a one of these individuals in government that has the ability to drop the articles of impeachment against treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden has done it. They haven't done it. Is the wound incurable? Oh, my goodness, friends. I'll tell you this. We're in trouble, to say the least. I'm going to go over to this really quick. I want you to check this out. This is Rand Paul's little show for you, just to show you it's the same thing Thomas Massie was talking about, both from Kentucky, too, by the way. But let's see what old Rand has to say, friends.
This year, you just set a record for your quarterly fundraising for a Senate race.
And one of- he just set a record for his fundraising quarter. Did you hear that? Told you. Why? Because people aren't paying attention. These good guys aren't doing anything good. Evil prevails because good men do nothing? No, folks. Good men don't allow evil to prevail. That's not Rand Paul. I can tell you that right now.
One of your donation pages says, fire Dr. Fauci. How helpful has that been?
See, that's his campaign slogan, fire Fauci. Well, everybody hates Fauci. What a better way to raise money. That's exactly what Rand Paul's doing, friends. He is capitalizing on the American people. And you can rest assured, at the end of the day, Fauci is going to continuously do the things that he's doing. Even if he was removed or they fire him as they want to lead on. Folks, this man has committed crimes against humanity. He doesn't deserve to just to resign or to be fired. Nope. He needs to be indicted and prosecuted for his crimes. And I'm talking about Fauci right now.
You know, I think that people across the country are very disturbed at how much he's lied, basically. He's in charge of the entire thing.
In hearings.
Yeah, we're still going at it. We have brand new news today, you know, that says that the NIH is now admitting that there was gain-of-function research there, and he lied about it.
Yeah, so this is a... Yeah,
so where are the charges?
The National Institute...
Folks, I'm trying to get this into you. Where are the charges, then? He lied. Fauci lied. We know he lied. There's no truth in him, John 844. Why have charges not been brought? Nope. What are they doing? They're continuously entertaining the people. That's what this is about. He already sent, Rand Paul just said this. He already sent folks all the way to the top. He set a record for his fundraising in the quarter to what? To make sure that he stays in power. Is anybody paying attention to what's not being done? Justice guards our liberty. There's your hint.
It's of health to Congress, and it acknowledges funding research in Wuhan that you and Dr. Fauci have gone at it about.
Right. Oh. So in the letter, they acknowledge...
It's like WWE, friends. WWE, behind closed doors, they're best of friends in the public. They're arch enemies. Exactly what's happening here. Do your homework. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. The Lord told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians and the Pharisees, Mark 8:15. And folks, if you want to know why you're in the ditch, it's because you continuously follow the blind, and that's exactly what I'm exposing right now.
The viruses did gain in function. They became more dangerous. So they've created a virus that doesn't exist.
No law made reference
more
to
dangerous. That is gain of function. Now they try to justify it by saying, well, it was an unexpected result. I'm not sure I would buy that. Think about it. You take an unknown virus.
This is all bought and paid for.
And you get a super virus. You have no idea.
So what he's doing again, friends, is just circumventing the obvious. He said Fauci lied. We know he lied. That's a crime. Where are the charges? There isn't any. Okay. There isn't any. Why? Because they're not at each other, friends. Behind closed doors, they're working for what? And in the public, as a matter of fact. The powers that are tolerated by the American people. Let's go over to Walensky, the head of the corrupt CDC, who just recently told Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, we have seen that these mandates are getting more and more people vaccinated. Notice how she embellishes the numbers right off the bat. Keep in mind, there's no truth in these people. What she's telling you is a flat-out lie. Okay, let's see what she has to say really quick. Just so you can see who's spinning the news here. News, this is Fox News. Check it out.
And hello again from Fox News in Washington. We saw major action by the FDA and CDC this week to approve booster shots for millions of more Americans. And also new guidance on mix and match, getting the initial dose of one vaccine and then a booster shot of another. Plus, public health agencies are getting closer to approving COVID vaccines for children under 12. And the controversy continues over public agencies and private companies imposing vaccine mandates on their employees. All this as Americans try to prepare for the holiday season. As you can see, there's plenty to discuss.
Try. What's he talking about?
Disease control. Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Doctor, welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
Look at this devil.
So, as we said, the CDC this week approved the Moderna and J&J.
Of course they did.
For millions of more Americans, as well as approving mix and match. You say that it's a personal option.
It's safe, she says.
Whether they want to get the initial dose of one vaccine and then the booster of another.
I want to show you here that this is Fox News.
You've got the J&J booster.
Keep in mind, a good percentage of all The advertising dollars that go into the networks come from Big Pharma. Just so you know.
So this is an important next step
Look
in
the
booster plan across this country.
These people
right
have sold their souls.
Booster plan for every one of the vaccines.
And they want to sell out the rest of the people in this country in the process.
Will also be eligible for boosting the same way the Pfizer is, as well as a booster plan for J&J 2 months after your initial dose.
Okay, so she's excited about her new lie here. What I want to do is I want to move now forward to the 6:42 mark, and I want you to see what she has to say here, folks, because it gets pretty interesting when they're talking about the unvaccinated, as they call them. You ready for this? Check this out.
For essential workers at his town hall.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, essential workers, that's exactly what they called the workers under Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. I just want to make sure everybody understands that history is, in fact, being repeated here, okay? Essential workers, he said.
Look at his answer.
Should police officers, emergency responders, be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be stay at home or let go?
Yes and yes.
And just keep in mind, for all those people that are still ignorant of the fact that 94% of the people don't believe the media, and that the narrative for the six corporations that basically promulgate their propaganda is all under the control of the CIA. Have that show. Go ahead and do your homework. Go ahead and check out Operation Mockingbird. We've known this for a long time in this country. But again, that was all bought and paid for. Those that are in there listening to Treasonous and Disgraceful Joe, they're bought and paid for. Just like when Clinton was running for the presidency of the United States of America. They were getting paid $50 an hour, and they still didn't show up. Don't be deceived by the people that are clapping for them. They want you to believe that the majority of the American people are with Joe, when in fact we just found out through this guy right here, rapper Bryson Gray, whose song went number one, Let's Go Brandon, across the country, again went number one. The voice of the people is they're sick and tired of this traitor. They know he's a criminal, and they've had it with him. So don't think that those people are there on their own accord. They are not there on their own accord. Let's get back
now,
to this.
It mandates by government, by private companies have of essential workers have generally worked. You see a big boost in vaccinations, even though there may be some grousing. But as you know, there are cases where police officers or health workers or pilots are walking off the job rather than get the vaccine. Are you still full speed ahead?
Listen carefully.
Mandates for essential workers to get vaccinated.
We have seen that these mandates are getting more and more people vaccinated. Here's what
just the opposite is true.
The most disruptive thing that you can do to a workforce is to have a COVID outbreak in that workforce. That will most definitely not only send people home, but it will send people to the hospital and some may pass. What we know from the police workforce is that there have been more deaths from the coronavirus over
opposite
the last
is
year
true.
And a half than all other causes of death for that workforce combined. So we believe it is very important to get these people vaccinated. There is a plan, should these people not want to be vaccinated, towards education and counseling to get people the information they need so that they are feeling comfortable in getting vaccinated.
But what about the argument that we're talking about public health here, and if you get, and we've seen some real resistance, for instance, in the Chicago Police Department, in the interest of public health on vaccinations, if you have a large part of a police force leaving, in terms of public
listen
health,
how she stumbles over her words
behind the ball rather than having made gains.
You know, the way you can down a police force is by having a COVID outbreak in that police force. So what we're working to do is mitigate that from happening.
Okay, so again, you're getting a little taste all the way around the boards. You just heard the propaganda narrative once again, and I'm just going to show you the brand new news concerning what the facts are, once again, just to keep you abreast as to what's taking place across your country and the world. We just found out now from that of Health Impact News. UCLA uses Nazi tactics to publicly shame their own doctors and nurses who refuse COVID-19 shots. For those that don't know history, also keep in mind all of those that were thrown into political camps, they were political prisoners, they were the ones that wouldn't go along, and keep in mind they were the ones that they convinced the people in Germany, 80 million people, the ones behind the fence, they were diseased. Exactly. Line upon line, repeating itself in front of our faces today. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, just got a couple of these during the break. Now, keep in mind, I get about 200 to 300 emails a day, and I want you to see this because I want everybody to understand that Donald Trump, during his time as the president, raised record-setting numbers when it came to his fundraising. Okay? And I want to show you what he's still doing. He's still capitalizing off the American people. The first half of 2021, Donald Trump raised $82 million. This is what I just got from him. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. Save America. He's doing the same thing they're all doing. This was the president of the United States of America who had the DOJ in his hand to do what he willed, he said. That's what he said. I didn't say that. He promised to drain the swamp. He said that. I didn't. He did. But he's talking about Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, in my opinion, is a criminal. Okay? He talked about how Comey lied, Schiff lied, crooked Hillary lied. How come he didn't prosecute any of these people, friends? Because, oh my gosh, what is it that people don't understand? If they don't bear the fruit, it means they didn't actually have the seed in doing so. It's not in them, folks. When I say there's no truth in them, that's what Jesus said. They tell you what you want to hear, just like Donald Trump said after he became the president. Okay, he said McCabe lied. The two lovers, Peter and Lisa, lied. He said it was all a lie. Well, then why didn't you prosecute? But guess what? He's doing a fundraiser. Do you understand? Just want to make sure. Just got another one here. This is from his son. Okay, what are they doing? Highlighting the crimes of those that they failed to prosecute. I just got to stay here. Here's another contribute button. That's from his son. Man, the apple doesn't fall too far from the fundraising tree, does it, friends? Nope. They're fleecing the American people is what they're doing. Here's another one I just got right during the break. Okay, this is a brand new one. I sent you the below email over a month ago. An entire month has gone by since Joe Biden mandated COVID-19 vaccines. Well, who opened the door for that, Donald Trump? Donald Trump did. Who called themselves the father of the vaccines? Donald Trump did. Go online. Cross-check everything I'm telling you, folks. Okay? What is he doing? It's about fundraising. That's what it's about. No justice. We never got no justice. Nobody was prosecuted. We did see Donald Trump continuously grant clemency to political prisoners and drug dealers and tax evaders and corrupt politicians from Illinois, not saying any names, Rod Blagojevich, which, by the way, I believe he was the sixth governor of that state who did time in the pen. We do a show on that. It's interesting they're prosecuted. Many of these people are after they leave office, but not while they're in office. Okay? Wanted to show that to you. You know, I listen, we go with the Holy Ghost here, Romans 8:14. And interestingly enough, you're being quiet again today, and that's fine. I don't understand how you can be quiet. I just seen a post this morning. As a matter of fact, I posted it on my social media platform, and it stated, "You wonder why I'm angry at what is going on in this country. I'm trying to figure out why most aren't." And as you all well know, nations are judged for not laying it to their heart concerning the issues. Nations are judged for not being valiant for the truth. You know, it's funny, I can watch on social media platforms, when I talk about the Word of God, I can see them just fall off really quick. Good, we don't need you here. My message is going to be the same. It's not going to change. It's still the good old gospel. We're going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Okay, we're not doing the new thing where Scripture tells us in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, to beware of those that are given to change. Okay, you just keep going on with your bad self. You're nothing but a hindrance. You're impeding the way of those that are in the war. That's fine. But we're not moving away from the Word of God, period, or the U.S. Constitution, period. And the reason, again, let me just remind everybody why people do that, because they don't want to see their own, they don't want to see their responsibility before God and man. Once you show them their responsibility, they get angry about it. That's why they switch over. They're looking for Aaron because they hate Moses. That's really what it comes down to. The title of today's show is Emboldened Predators Doing the Unthinkable. I'm going to show you this, and we're going to get to this tomorrow. Somebody sent this to me from South Dakota. It's an acquaintance of mine. I don't know that I can call him a friend yet. I don't know him well enough. But it was a church overseer out of Rapid City, South Dakota, that said, "Did you see this yet?" And what it is Citizens Free Press actually just sent this out. It's a Twix commercial endorsing Little Boy Dressing in Princess Outfits. By the way, during the show here, I got a reply from an attorney on what I said, that I was willing to go on the forefront in dealing with Twix. I don't care who they are. Get your hands off the kids. Quit using the kids in the sense of gratifying your sick mind. You know, it's interesting, Scripture tells us, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. The model of heaven, that's in Luke 17, 2. And then when you go to Exodus 22, it tells us, you shall not inflict or afflict the fatherless. And if you look at the CPS, foster home care, so on and so forth, it's interesting to note how that's where these kids are coming from that are being trafficked across the country. The Bible says this. He said, if you afflict them in any wise, 23 and 24 in Exodus 22. Okay, Exodus 22, verse 23 and 24. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry it all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot. And the Lord said, he wasn't going to send somebody to kill them. He said, I will kill you with the sword. And he said, your wives shall be widows, and your children shall be fatherless. Okay. Bradley, we need to love them in the truth. Yeah, I'm loving them in the truth right now. And you better understand something. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? It's better for you to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you and to grind you to powder. That is a just and a holy God. And guess what, friends? I love him for it. And that applies to me first and foremost. I want to go over to this. We're going to premise the whole show on this tomorrow. And I'm going to show you exactly what they're doing. They're doing the unthinkable. They're trying to desensitize the American people to accept this because they see it over the last 15 years that the American people gave a pass, a green light to what God clearly condemns. You ready for this? This is a commercial from Twix. And again, I want you to pay attention to the details because what you'll see them doing is not free speech. It is, in fact, a crime. And that's what I just told this attorney who said that this was free speech. Unthinkable.
Presents bite-sized Halloween.
Check this out. This is a commercial by Twix. Notice witchcraft and the homosexual agenda go hand in glove. A little boy dressed in a skirt. I'm sorry, not a skirt, but a dress.
I don't need a nanny.
Is anybody offended yet?
Your parents seem to think you do.
What's your favorite color?
No. No.
Black. Other than black.
Charcoal.
Why are you all dressed up? It's not Halloween yet.
Can I help you?
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Do you want to find out? You buckled?
I'm still wearing my princess dress.
Do you want to wear it?
Hey, you! Princess! You look like a girl. Why are you wearing that?
Dressing like this makes me feel good.
Is that your nanny?
Get this, friends. You see what they're doing?
Your nanny looks
they're
weird.
Using
you
children.
You
know we're just different.
Boys don't wear dresses.
A little boy wanting to wear a dress.
Whoa.
This is criminal behavior. This
from?
Is not free speech.
What's happening?
It's corporate.
Whoa.
Miss something?
We should go.
Isn't that cute?
Will you come back?
Yeah.
Little boy wants to be a girl. Isn't that a crime in this country? Why? Yes, it is. You know, I got some people saying, you know what, we need to basically make an appeal to our senators and our congressmen. No. Quit hiding behind your prayers. Quit hiding behind the corrupt that are the ones, in fact, responsible for advocating what you're seeing right now. You want to make an appeal to them? Are you kidding me? Folks, how do you help a people that observe lying vanities all day? They forsake their own mercies, don't they? Talk to you in 23.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason.
Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.